USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A series of deadly explosions rocked Sri Lanka on this Easter Sunday. 8 explosions, mostly targeting churches and hotels. At least 140 people were killed in the blasts. Hundreds more were injured. No claim of responsibility has been made yet. It's Easter Sunday, the holiest day on the calendar for Christians. New York's Cardinal Timothy Dolan with an Easter message of hope and welcoming, saying there's a lack of hope these days when people see so much evil and hate in the world.
The resurrection of the only begotten Son of God after a gruesome, undeniable death, if that doesn't give us hope, I don't know what does. Not only that he did it, but that he winks at us and says, I want you to rise as well.
Meanwhile, Pope Francis was speaking to thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas is saying that the rule of law is best left to the professionals. After the FBI arrested the head of a militia there that was patrolling his state's border with Mexico, Larry Mitchell Hopkins has been charged with illegal possession of a firearm. His United Constitutional Patriots group had posted videos this week of members detaining migrant families at gunpoint along the border until they handed them over to Border Patrol agents. An animal attack at a zoo in Kansas. USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
Officials at the Topeka Zoo are trying to figure out how a Sumatran tiger mauled one of its keepers inside a secure space. Zoo Director Brendan Wiley.
She's currently being treated at a local hospital. That's about the best update we have regarding her at the moment.
They say the tiger was simply doing what tigers do.
Officials say that tiger will not be euthanized. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Freshman Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York says she's still planning to visit Kentucky despite a rescinded invitation from a Republican congressman from that state. She says she will go to the Bluegrass State with the intent to listen to the concerns of workers after she was initially invited to tour the coal mines by Republican Rep. Andy Barr in March during a heated debate over her Green New Deal. However, Barr rescinded his invitation after he felt that Ocasio-Cortez had insulted another Republican congressman, Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas. A letter was posted to Twitter showing Barr asking Ocasio-Cortez for an apology to Crenshaw before she visits Kentucky, but a spokeswoman for the Democratic congresswoman indicated that that is highly unlikely to happen. 8 Arizona firefighters recovering after a blast at a power substation on Friday night. It happened near Phoenix. They were entering the facility when it just blew up. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. And the president of Ukraine takes a jab at his comedian challenger, saying that the laughs could give way to pain for the nation if his rival was to win a presidential runoff today. Opinion polls just before it showed President Petro Poroshenko trailing comic actor Volodymyr Zelensky, who's famous for playing the nation's president, on a popular TV sitcom there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.